In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chant the introit for the third Sunday of Easter on the insert, and after the Kyrie, we sing This is the Feast.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you.
One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. All the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the name of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of
Let us pray. O God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people rescue from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness, and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Sunday in Easter is from Acts chapter 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise, and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is this not the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon the name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively Psalm 30, verses 1 through 8.
You, O Lord, for you have drawn me up. and have not let my foes rejoice over me. To life from among those who go down to the pit.
Sing praises to the Lord, all you His saints, and give thanks to His holy name.
For His anger is but for a moment, and His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning.
As for me, I sing my prosperity, I shall never be
moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, I was dismayed.
According to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat. You will find some. So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. And Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. He put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 687.
Sunday to Ascension, we consider one of the 11 resurrection appearances of our Lord, also the conversion of Saint Saul from Saul into Saint Paul, and also what it's like
get a glimpse into heaven. There are 40 days from Easter Sunday, for Jesus gave convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead. He showed them his hands and side. He ate with them. This text, he even gives them breakfast. Then there are 10 days from ascension to the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So a total of 50 days from Easter through ascension to Pentecost. This festival part of the church year follows the exact chronology of the life of Christ. Exactly. So as we consider this third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead and gives them breakfast on the beach, Jesus is the host. We are his guests. Jesus as the host calls us his children, his friends. Jesus as host controls all of nature itself. Jesus as host feeds us with true bread. Jesus as host calls us his friends and his children. The context of this text is that the apostles were there along the beach and they were hungry. Jesus is about to reveal himself to him, but they don't realize that. Sea of Tiberias is another name for the Sea of Galilee. It's a lake, really. I've been on the boat in the middle of this lake, Sea of Tiberias, which is 7 miles wide and 11 miles long. And there is a church at this spot that you can visit where Jesus gave them breakfast along the pebble beach. There are 7 disciples of the 12 with him. Simon Peter and Thomas, Nathaniel, James and John, and 2 others, 7 of the 12. Many of them were fishermen. Peter said, "I'm going fishing." They needed something to eat. They fished all night and caught nothing. In this freshwater lake, sometimes you caught fish, sometimes you didn't. So as the sunrise and the day is breaking, Jesus is standing on the shore 100 yards away, but they do not recognize that it's Jesus. He says, "Friends or children, do you have any fish?" And they answer, "No." You see, even after Christ was raised from the dead, people still had to live their ordinary vocations, callings, and work for a living, fish for your meal. Jesus called them children and his friends. Just as Jesus would call Saul to become the preacher Paul. The disciples were so often confused about the purpose of Jesus' life. Saul was not only confused, but persecuted the church himself. And you heard this morning about how Jesus also called Saul to himself on the road to Damascus, driving him to the ground in a vision, blinding him temporarily, so that the light and the voice and the vision upon this one who is persecuting the church, in Christ's name, this man was changed. Saul, who was spoken to by Ananias, became a Christian and was baptized, and now was proclaiming from the written Old Testament that Jesus was the Son of God and the Christ. Jesus called these 7 apostles his friends. Jesus called even his enemy Saul to be his friend and his child. Jesus calls us, though we confessed our sins this morning, the confession of sins, through holy absolution. He says, "I am your friend, you are my children, I have forgiven you and called you to serve in my name." Jesus indeed is the host who calls us his friends, his children. Secondly, Jesus controls all of nature itself. The story continues. He tells them to cast the net on the right side of the boat, and now it is so filled with fish they can't even drag it into the boats. It's so heavy. John, who was Jesus' closest friend, the one whom Jesus loved, recognized it's the Lord. When Peter hears this, he puts his garment back on
and jumps in the water and swims to shore. He knew, I'm not going to come before the Lord without my coat and garment on. And though he is soaking wet, he swims all the way to the beach, while the other disciples haul in this great catch of fish. 153 large fish, and yet the net was not torn. If you're a fisherman, you count every single one of your fish. Some of them you're going to eat, some of them you're going to sell. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave them fish in abundance, and not only that, Christ had breakfast prepared for them already. There was charcoal fire with some bread that had been baked and some fish, and he asked them to bring some of their fish too, so they would have plenty to eat. Jesus has control over all of nature. Even the fish in the water must obey him. The reason for that is Jesus, as John says in Revelation 5 today, sits upon the throne and is the only one who can open the scroll of the book of life. Jesus is both the shepherd and the lamb. The prayers and the songs, the new songs of the saints, come to Jesus forever. He alone is worthy to open the seals and the scroll. For he was dead and slain. By his blood he has ransomed us to be his people. And by his resurrection he is now seated, and he has an eternal kingdom, and he is our eternal high priest. He reigns in heaven and on earth. And the church of every tribe and language and people and nation fall down before the throne. Jesus still hath, as host, control over all of creation. He provided them with fish and food plenty. He also provides for us. Jesus calls us his friends, his children. Jesus is the one who has control over everything that's going on in the world. And thirdly, Jesus as host feeds us with true bread. Jesus says, come, come and eat. All through the miracles of Jesus, he's constantly giving them bread and fish to eat. He gives them earthly bread. And you know, early in John chapter 6, he says, I am the bread of life, which has come down from heaven. None of them dared to ask who he was. They knew it was the Lord. You see, Jesus in his glorified state was recognizable, but he looked different. They knew it was him, but he looked different because now he was glorified. Jesus took the bread and gave it to them, and also with the fish. This third time he revealed himself after being raised from the dead. The actions of Jesus feeding the 5,000 in John chapter 6, the action of Jesus feeding here the disciples and on the road to Emmaus echo the words of institution, taking the bread, breaking it, blessing, and giving it to them. Jesus is our true bread of life. And you know, every time we pray at our supper tables, come Lord Jesus, remember we are asking Jesus to be the host in three different ways. When we say, come Lord Jesus, be the host at our dinner table as we gather around to have dinner as a family. Secondly, be our host as you feed us with your body and blood at the table of the Lord's altar. Thirdly, be our host in the eternal wedding banquet in heaven, where Jesus, bread of life, feeds us forever. We eat from the tree of life, drink from the river of life. Every time we pray, come Lord Jesus, we are praying threefold. Come to our dinner table, come to this altar, come on the last day in the heaven banquet and feast. Jesus, the Lamb and the Shepherd and the High Priest, is surrounded by angels and archangels, as we're about to sing in the communion liturgy. Thousands upon thousands, myriads of angels, in loud doxology and liturgy and hymns, proclaiming him as the Messiah, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive seven things, power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing. And they all fall down and worship him forever. We fall down before him at the communion rail to receive his body and blood. We will fall down with all the saints in heaven, the angels and archangels, and fall down before the throne of Christ, when we will see him, the true bread of heaven, when he returns in glory. So, my friends, we dare not ask, who is Jesus? We know exactly who Jesus is, and we will confess it in the Nicene Creed. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. We do not ask, Jesus, I wish you would show yourself to me. He has shown himself to us in water and word and baptism, in the hearing of absolution with our ears, in the preaching of God's word, and the reception of his body and blood under the bread and wine. He has revealed himself to you in these ways, these means of grace, doing extraordinary things through ordinary elements of water, bread, and wine. Throughout this whole 50 days, as we say the Lord has risen indeed, may we rejoice along with the disciples that he continues to be our host and call us his children and friends. He continues to give us the true bread of heaven, and he continues to have control over all of nature itself. Bring all of our prayers before his throne of grace. To Jesus, our host, be all glory forever. As we pray every day, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the peace that surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Nicene Creed, page 158, we stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of lights, very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us then, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Lord of life, we are sustained by the spiritual food you alone provide, and our lives depend on your powerful word. As we gather around your word and sacrament at the proclamation of the gospel, receive the bounty prepared for us in Christ's death and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you raise your Son from the dead to the praises of angels and saints. Give strength to our hearts and voices at Trinity Lutheran Church as we continue to carry out the ministry of this place. And bless Pastor Jonathan Clossing and his wife Anita as they serve in Eastern Africa and Tanzania to speak the mic of your awesome deeds. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Ever-living God, you raised Saul from among your enemies so he would suffer for your name. Stir up all who are baptized in your name, for we are called to proclaim the gospel of Christ in your wisdom. To that end, bless the confirmands, Caitlin Gransberg, Avery Tamale, Camden Buckmaster, and Tori Sendelbach, Tony Sendelbach, Caden Scobble, Haley Haxton, Caroline Marshall, Trinity Stecker, Cadence Ward, Bridget Collins, and Jackson Merchant. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, one generation of your saints commend your works to the other. Grant to all fathers and mothers strong and joyful faith, declare your mighty act to the generation to come, and be with all of those who celebrate their birthday and baptism, Scarlett Gransberg, Cliff Brown, Mason Bayless Hartman, Barbara Stevenson, and Misty Sendelbach. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Provide rain for our daily bread, O Lord, and grant that we receive our daily bread in abundance, praising you for our daily bread. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you are enthroned in heaven. You order all the nations of the earth and have set your church among them to shepherd them into eternal life. Hear our prayers for our rulers and those who serve in the military, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Ricardo Batanga, and Mike Garble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alex Laffin. So we pray for them and pray, O Lord, that you would bring the war in the Ukraine to an end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Lord, you are glorified despite the suffering of your faithful people, as in our trials we rely on you. Be with these, our beloved friends, in their struggles. Bless Jennifer Huntley and her unborn baby Joy, Gene Faulkner, Kent Christner, Claire Jones, Jeannie Brinkheader, and Grace Raleigh, Timothy Maltz, Melody Lechtenberg, Darlene Miedrick, and Raymond Sandelbach, Kennedy Darmody, Chris Henderson, Brian Rosowski, and Joe Waller. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Lord, you prepared an eternal feast for those who come into your heavenly kingdom. Bless the Cheatwood family at the death of their sister, LaDonna. Bless the Chanel family at the death of Claudine. And bless the families of the three OU students killed on the road this weekend, the Brooks, Nair, and Short families. Grant, O Lord, that they would all look to Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We ask at this time you fill out the ritual of friendship forms as we gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Offertory, page 159, we stand to sing.
Thank you.
that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and for the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
preserve you in the true faith, the body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Canticle Thank the Lord, page 164. We stand to sing. To you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.